A political fight is brewing in Annapolis over how the state decides which transportation projects it should pursue. Democrats have proposed ranking projects based on how well they reduce congestion or increase development. But as WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the governor's office says the system would hurt rural areas.
State Transportation Secretary Pete Ron showed the House Appropriations Committee a chart on Tuesday. It showed 96% of the state's transportation spending going to Montgomery County, the rest to Baltimore City. He said that scenario would be the result of the proposed ranking system, since transit projects would receive better scores than roads and bridges.
There is no weighting factor that supports airports, the port. Safety is weighted very low in this system. Bridge replacement and preservation would not score highly enough to be included.
Ron also said the proposal would remove local government input from the transportation planning process. The bill doesn't require that the Department of Transportation use the scores to decide which projects should move forward, but it does require that the department offer a rational, written explanation for any lower-scoring projects that get funding over higher-scoring projects. And Ron said that would be unnecessary bureaucracy. On the other hand, Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Maggie McIntosh, a Baltimore Democrat, said the bill creates transparency in a process laden with competing interests.
I really don't think the citizens of Maryland trust that process.
When Democrats introduced the measure a couple weeks ago, they pointed to Governor Larry Hogan's decision to cancel Baltimore's Red Line light rail and reduce state funding for the Washington area's Purple Line. Delegate Pam Beidle, a Democrat from Anne Arundel County who was sponsoring the legislation, refuted that and responded to other allegations Hogan's office made.
It isn't a knee-jerk response to the Red Line or the Purple Line. It doesn't pit rural against urban jurisdictions.
However, the governor's administration isn't alone in its concerns. The Maryland Association of Counties also raised concerns that the bill would drown out local jurisdictions' opinions. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WIPR.